Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Kelly Higney, the founder and CEO of Bug Bite Thing, a suction tool that removes insect saliva venom from under the skin and effectively alleviates the discomfort, stinging, and itching, as well as swelling caused by insect bites and stings. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Kelly, please provide us with some background on what actually inspired you to start your company, Bug Bite Thing.
Sure. So, back in 2016, my husband got the opportunity for a job position, and we decided to make the move from California to South Florida. Beautiful, everything was green out here, big change from California, and the thing we were not prepared for were the mosquitoes. And when I say that, I mean we were preventing ourselves from going to the outdoors because of the reactions we were getting from these mosquitoes out here in South Florida. And I had a young daughter at the time. She was 6 months old. And every time she would get bit, she would just swell like crazy. Golf ball, baseball size welts. I was constantly taking her to the doctor because she would get cellulitis, which is a common skin infection that can happen from insect bites. Long story, I was a desperate mom. And at the time, just a little backstory, I come from a long line of women entrepreneurs. And I was working, learning my family-owned company during this period of time. And so I started doing some research on, because everything I was trying over the over-counter creams, I was trying home remedies like rubbing dryer sheets over bites, just anything to give us, you know, relief. And with no avail, I started doing some research, and I discovered a little known suction tool. And the premise behind it was it removes the irritant, and in turn, your body kind of stops producing the reaction, which is causing all the uncomfortable symptoms like the itching, swelling, and stinging. So I ordered one in, got bit 15 times on the way to the mailbox when I actually went to go grab it. So I had plenty of bites. Fresh bites to try it on, and I actually used it. And all of the months that we were dealing with, you know, from moving with all these mosquitoes and preventing, you know, from going in the outdoors, all the itching, stinging, the swelling, you know, within a matter of 30 seconds of using this tool. And I was in shock. I said, "How is this not here? This is a way better solution." And that's kind of what began my mom on a mission journey. In turn, you know, my entrepreneur self, you know, coming from a long line, I could not kick the idea that this needed to be here. So I started doing some market research just on post-bite products and, you know, that were available in the U.S. We ended up tracking down the manufacturer, and we partnered with him and landed the exclusive for the United States for the tool. I branded it Bug Bite Thing. And I started selling it. So I got, you know, we branded it and I started selling the product in my own backyard. You know, I was selling them at my daughter's bake sales and farmers market. And I really gained a, you know, loyal customer base in my own backyard. That's kind of what started this. I just kept going. I taught myself social media marketing. I launched it on social media, had some success. And then I started realizing I got a little taste of you know what our product could be on a massive level. It was Mother's Day weekend, and I'll never forget it. It was in a mom's group, and somebody had mentioned, "Hey, this local mom's selling these amazing products, and you know, for insect bites." And they had mentioned it on a mom forum, and then a news anchor who was also a mother saw it, and then she contacted me, and they did a news story at my house, and it got syndicated everywhere in the U.S., and that was kind of the first real taste of what our product could do and how, you know, how it became an impulse item once people realized what it was and what it did. So then my, you know, my ideas kind of changed to now I need to educate people that this thing exists and what it does and how it's, you know, helping other people. And that's kind of what happened.
Well, that's quite a journey, and I can understand totally where you're coming from on the inspiration and motivation to create this product and brand bug bite thing, because if you've never been to South Florida, their insects are absolutely huge. So good for you. Get into it further. I know you touched on it a little bit. What is bug bite thing, and how is it different from other insect bite relief products on the market?
Yeah. So bug bite thing, it's a suction tool. It's a hand, it's like a palm size suction tool, and it has an end cap, and the end cap can also reverse. And what that does is it allows, so it's a suction tool. It literally just uses suction. There's no creams to apply, no chemicals. So when you get bit, you place the device over the bite and you slowly pull up on the handles. You have complete control over the amount of suction. So you can use it on anybody, for that matter, any age. You know, younger children, we always recommend starting much slower because the suction can be strong. And you just pull up on the handles and you hold in place 10 to 15 seconds. Release it, and then you can repeat it up to 2 to 3 times until you start getting the relief that you need. You actually feel the tool working. It's kind of an odd thing to explain, but when you're using it, you can actually feel the relief happening as you're removing the irritant. So our product's clinically proven. We've got clinical tests on the product. We've got over 30,000 four-star reviews on Amazon. So there's a lot of firsthand testimonials about, you know, our product online, which is great. That makes me super excited because they're real. You know, you can just see the families getting relief and how this is a game changer for them. And that's been the most rewarding thing for me out of everything, I think. Because it was like me, you know, I was suffering. I was literally avoiding the outdoors at all costs with my daughter because of bug bites, of simple mosquito bites, because it was so debilitating for us. And I didn't realize there were so many other families out there dealing with the exact same thing. And so it's extremely rewarding being able to offer a product that's giving people actual, you know, like life-changing results. You know, a lot of the testimonials are all life-changing. We've got, you know, pediatric cancer doctors recommending our product because you know, some of their patients can't use chemicals from the chemo. So there's just, it's kind of, we've created a really tight-knit community around our product. And, you know, it's exciting watching it grow and other people recommending it.
Yeah, that word of mouth advertising, you can't beat word of mouth. And that certainly will make a huge impact on your growth. What was your strategy for bringing the product to market originally?
Yeah. It's very much that. I mean, word of mouth. So for me, when we started Bug Bite Thing, I was working for my family's distribution company. And when I made the plunge to do Bug Bite Thing full time after I, you know, did some market research and saw the demand for it. And we ended up selling our house because I wasn't going to be stuck in a mortgage without a solid, steady paycheck. And we took those funds and we purchased our first batch of inventory like on our own for Bug Bite Thing to launch this. And I, you know, I had quit my job working for my family company, and that's when I went in full force. And, but again, I started in my own backyard. I wanted that grassroots, following because I knew the skepticism I was going to get hit with our product being, you know, such a different idea. You know, if you think about insect bites, what does everybody do? What do you do if you get stung by a bee? Let's just start with that. You, like, what do you do? I'm asking you. You would run to the store. You would go get Benadryl cream. You'd have to go home. You'd have to ice it. Now, what do you do if your kid gets stung and you've got them screaming and crying and, you know, add that layer to it? Instead, you can just take our tool. you suction out the venom from a bee sting and you're good to go. You can literally continue on with your day. And those are the testimonials that are coming back. And you know, that just shows the validity of our product. And you know, another thing I always did was I offer 100% money back guarantee. I think that really, that was a big strategy for us because of the skepticism we were hit with at the beginning. So by offering 100% money back guarantee, so there was truly no risk to try it, I think that also gave some credibility for enough people to get it in their hands for then, you know, for it to then be, you know, spread grassroots and word of mouth and things of that nature.
Well, I think it's awesome what you've created here, and certainly a need to have that on hand for any situation. Today, we're joined by Kelly Higney, the founder and CEO of Bug Bite Thing, a suction tool that removes insect saliva venom from under the skin and effectively alleviates the discomfort, stinging, itching, and swelling caused by insect bites and stings. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, I'm sure you had some challenges along the way. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced when you started this business, and how did you overcome those challenges?
There were a lot of challenges. I would say the number one challenge for me was everybody telling me this wasn't going to work. I was told so many times that I couldn't launch this product by itself, that I needed an entire line and that I was in over my head. I was told that, insect creams have been on the market for 40 years and I wasn't going to get market space. There was just a lot of things. And, you know, at the end of the day, what I kept telling myself was, what are the customers saying? What are my own customers telling me? This is life changing. This is going to change people's lives. This is, you know, and it was just the feedback from people who were actually using the product that I knew everybody that was telling me the background noise, they were wrong. They weren't seeing what I was seeing. So I think, really listening to my gut and knowing, you know, what I was seeing, I wasn't crazy. that was a challenge for me, you know, because you're talking about, you know, successful business owners telling me that this isn't going to work. And it became very discouraging at the beginning. So, you know, what I did was I listened to everybody and then I formulated my own method. So I would listen to everybody about all the negativity. And I would say, okay, these are all the concerns they have. How am I going to combat all these concerns? So everybody's going to be skeptical. You're not going to be able to educate the market. All of these things are what I took as fuel to pivot and figure out how to overcome those from the start. And, I'm very self-taught. You know, I we're 3 years down the road and this has been my full-time job nonstop. So I fast-tracked the college course to business 101, but, anybody can teach themselves. There's endless amounts of information online. You can be creative. The great thing about social media is people like real. So if you're real with people and you can showcase, real testimonials and real things happening in your organization, I feel like that really helps Bug Bite Thing bring that family, you know, community all together and really get our launch.
Yeah, the naysayers out there really can defeat you, and you just got to be determined to make this happen, and you're really believing what you have in place will work, and the naysayers can really put the brakes on it if you let them. Tell us, how is your business doing today after your initial launch? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we're doing amazing. So by me teaching myself social media marketing, I ended up catching the attention of a Shark Tank producer, and they had encouraged us to audition for the show. And we ended up going on, and we received offers from all the sharks, and we accepted an offer from Lori Grenier. So she's our business partner now, which is really exciting. Our company's just blown up. We're going to be launching in 8 countries this year. We're going to be in over 25,000 retail locations this year in the U.S. We're growing our team. We've got about 30 employees now. I'm really excited to keep, you know, spreading the word of our product and, you know, getting it out there that there's a better way to get real relief, you know, from insect bites and stings. That's all natural. There's no chemicals. There's nothing to reapply. You use suction, you remove the irritant, and you go on with your day. And, it's my mission now. It's kind of what I feel like I'm born to do.
Wow. Well, that's quite impressive, and it says a lot that you have 30 employees after being in business 3 years, so that certainly says it right there. Really appreciate, Kelly, what you're doing and for joining us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information and or pick up your product bug bite thing. Where's the best place to do so?
Absolutely. You can find us on our website, www.bugbitething.com. We're also on Amazon. We're the number one best-selling product in insect bite relief on Amazon. And then we also have a store locator on the bottom of our website for this season coming up around March, and all the retail locations that we'll be in, if you need to go pick one up quickly at a pharmacy or whatnot, will be listed on there.
This would be absolutely awesome for those campers as camping season is getting ready to crank up pretty soon. Kelly, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Kelly Higney, the founder and CEO of Bug Bite Thing, a suction tool that removes insect saliva and or venom from under the skin and effectively alleviates the discomfort, stinging, itching, and swelling caused by insect bites and stings. And for all the details, visit bugbitething.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.